heart cause each other pain.
When witches were burned in the Middle Ages, the inquisitors ordered the good burghers, all of them men, of course, to scour the dungeons for jailed queers, drag them out, and tie them together in bundles, mix them in with bundles of wood at the feet of the woman, and set them on fire to kindle a flame foul enough for a witch to burn in. Wood in bundles like that were called faggots. And that's what they called the queers, too, and call us still, meaning our extinction, our complete extermination. Andricide and genocide, their only response to any heretical blasphemy against the God-given manliness. Behind Bars, written by a prisoner sentenced for burning draft files. At the time of sentencing, I hadn't come out. I was terribly frightened of the word homosexual. Most radicals have a rather puritanical attitude toward gays, mixed with a bit of fear and outright repulsion. Coming out in prison, even when there is no overt sexual pressure, is a mind-blowing affair. Most of my straight friends immediately began to be speaking less and less frequently to me, except, of course, the horny ones who spoke more and more to me. The reaction of the guards was especially interesting. Before I came out, they all knew who I was and what I was in for, and felt that I was somehow different. I had an upbringing, I had morals, an education, etc. I ate it up, really did. Fell for that crap, hook, line, and sinker. When I came out, I think it blew their minds. Petersburg, or Petrograd as it was known, was real torture. The gays were openly reviled, hated, exploited, and generally screwed. Gays were there for everyone's pleasure, everyone that is, except the gays. If somebody came to the gays, and the gays were expected to comply, no questions asked. Gays were singled out for particularly rough treatment by the other inmates, and therefore many, if not all gays, had a daddy. A daddy is a straight guy who got horny in the joint. His main job is twofold. Protect. People at Petrograd were still talking about a gay who'd been raped by about 20 guys one night during a power failure. Power failures can be heaven or hell for obvious reasons. And the community that is built up by and for gay people. It's strong and tight and loving. I have never been with a more together group of people than those at Ashland that were gay. My gay brothers there took an awful lot of crap and came out of it with grace, dignity, and a determination to fight the bastards till we win.
I met him on a Monday and my heart stood still.
Do-do-run-run-run, do-do-run-run.
And somebody told me his name was Bill.
Do-do-run-run-run, do-do-run-run. Yeah, my heart stood still. Yeah, and his name was Bill. Yeah, when he walked me home. Do-do-run-run-run, do-do-run-run.
He knew what he was doing when he caught my eye.
Do-do-run-run-run, do-do-run-run.